today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the benefits of fasting. ولد الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي. Today, Wednesday, is the 4th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of the month of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we bless this moment by recitation of chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 1 to 6. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ar-Rahman,
the most merciful.
'Allama al-Qur'an,
taught the Quran.
Khalaqa al-insan,
created man.
'Allamahu al-bayan,
and taught him eloquence.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان.
The sun and the moon move by precise calculation.
والنجم والشجر يسجدان.
And the stars and trees prostrate.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The existence of the sun is one of the greatest divine blessings bestowed upon man, since life would be unimaginable in the solar system without the light and heat of the sun. Any motion on the earth springs from the solar light and heat. Growth of plants and production of provision, precipitation and blowing of winds are all thanks to this divine blessing. The moon, in its turn, plays a key role in human life. It is the light of his dark nights. Its gravity is the source of ebb and flow in oceans, resulting in life in seas and watering of rivers flowing onto seas. Besides the fixed course of the twain circulations, that of the moon around the earth and that of the earth around the sun results in the orderly emergence of nights and days.
رمضان يا خير أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن.
And the continuation of today's special, we go straight to our topic, that is the benefits of fasting. Yes, fasting is an obligation in Islam, not an option, but it is one of the five pillars on which Islam is built. The benefits of fasting are manifold. Fasting has personal, social, hygienic, and best of all, spiritual benefits. Hisham ibn Hakam asked Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, about the reasons because of which fasting has been made obligatory. The Imam replied, "Verily, Allah made fasting obligatory in order to equalize between the poor and the rich. Surely the rich would not otherwise feel the pain of hunger to be kind to the poor, for the rich will reach anything they wish. Thus the Almighty Allah will to equalize between His servants and to give a taste of the pain of hunger to the rich, so that He becomes more lenient to the weak people and be more merciful towards the hungry ones." Although fasting has some social benefits, this is not the main purpose of fasting. Thus, fasting is obligatory both on the poor and the rich. The main purpose of fasting is to gain self-restraint.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the raison d'etre and the philosophy and benefits of fasting. We find that, fasting, apparently finds expression in not eating or drinking, it has several personal and social benefits. Personal benefits because, everybody who observes fasting receives more inclination to be attentive to the religious piety and religious jobs, such as, for example, performing Salat on time or reciting the Holy Quran and so on. At the same time, we find that there are some psychological and physical and social benefits available out of mandatory fasting. In the month of Ramadan, we find that, quite a considerably less number of crimes take place. This is because, according to a piece of research, in other times of the year, in other, months of the year, we find that people are under the influence of hunger or thirst, or, for example, under the influence of excessive eating or excessive drinking, and under the influence of the carnal desires and so on. However, those people who observe religious fasting throughout the month of Ramadan are less subject to receiving these temptations, satanic temptations. At the same time, we find that those people who endure thirst and hunger, they consider, they are more subject to experiencing and considering the thirst and the hunger of those people who are starving with, famine or, for example, other natural disasters, or they are going to be, in this case, they are going to be on a par with those people who don't have enough money to provide themselves with adequate food and drinkings. We find that in fasting throughout, in daytime, right from the moment we start fasting and we are abandoned to, we are prohibited from, eating, drinking, and doing certain jobs, we find that we are going to sense the hardships other people endure. And because of this, it makes us consider and experience the real situations other people experience throughout the year in other months. Thank you.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Now we reach to unique characteristics of fasting. One of the characteristics of fasting is worshiping Allah without any action. Take the example of daily prayers. It is the combination of some recitation of the Holy Quran, some dhikr in different postures. The same applies to Hajj, Zakat, and etc. Fasting is the only of worshiping that consists of some non-doings. Fasting is avoidance of drinking and eating, the sincerest worshipping. That is the other characteristics of fasting. The best worshipping is the most secret of all. All other types of worshipping are prone to show off. Salat is meant to be offered in a group and hence can be easily void. Pilgrimage to Hajj is even more prone to showing off. Fasting, however, is the only worshipping of Allah that none other than Allah would really know if you are fasting. You are with today's special on IRIB English Radio. And now, on the continuation of this program, we'll look at the rewards of fasting. Fasting is one of the most sincere worshipping of Allah, and hence its rewards are numerous. It is narrated from the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his family. The Almighty Allah says, "For every good deed, there are 10 to 700 times rewards, save fasting. For fasting is for me, and I am the reward of it." Surely, what else would a faster wish for after having Allah as his reward? And what would he have should be deprived of the presence of Allah? It is to this effect that Messenger of Allah reported to have said, "Only if you know what you may gain in the month of Ramadan, you would have remembered Allah much thankfully."
This year, you have a new opportunity to make yourself a better person than you were last year. This year, a new door is open, a fresh page is open for you, during the month of Ramadan especially. The month of Ramadan is a month of self-purification, a month of self-improvement. We do that with our body. You know, when you don't eat, this is good for the body sometimes. Sometimes you need to give your stomach a break. So it's good. Although I know some people, they give their stomach a break during the day, but at night they take revenge on their stomach and they go and they start eating everything else that, you know, they were craving throughout the whole day. So the month of Ramadan, it's good for the bodies. Sumu tasahhu, this is the hadith. Fast and you will become healthy. And second, and perhaps most importantly, is that during the month of Ramadan, this is the time to purify our souls. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are two surahs that we recite on the day of Eid. Surah Al-A'la and Surah Al-Shams. And both of these surahs, they talk about تَسْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ, self-purification. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى in one, and the other one, ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها. The ones who are successful during the month of Ramadan are the ones who have purified their souls. The ones who have purified their hearts and their souls. The ones who have taken away all of the hate, any grudges in their heart. That is the form, that is the way of self-purification. And we do that throughout the month of Ramadan.
Inshallah, we continue and we speak more about this topic that is about the month of Allah. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.